Structural organization in animals. In the preceding chapters, you came across a large variety of organisms, both unicellular and multicellular, of the animal kingdom. Okay, in unicellular organisms, all functions like digestion, respiration, and reproduction are performed by a single cell. Okay, so in unicellular organisms, so their functions is by one cell, of course, unicellular, blah, blah, blah. Okay. By single cell. In the complex body of multicellular animals, the same basic functions are carried out by different groups of cells in a well-organized manner. Okay, the body of a simple organism like Hydra is made of different types of cells, and the number of cells in each type can be thousands. Okay. The body of a simple organism like Hydra is made of different types of cells. Okay, the types of cells, different types of cells. Okay. म्हणजे एक टाईप आणि कितलेशेच सेल्स असतले कळें अँड द नंबर ऑफ सेल्स इन ईच टाईप सो दॅट वन टाईप कॅन बी थाउजंड्स ओके एनी नंबर द ह्युमन बॉडी इज कंपोज ऑफ बिलियन्स ऑफ सेल्स टू परफॉर्म वेरियस फंक्शन्स हाऊ डीड दी सेल्स इन द बॉडी वर्क टुगेदर इन मल्टीसेल्युलर ऑर्गॅनिझम्स ॲनिमल्स अ ग्रुप ऑफ सिमिलर सेल्स अलॉंग विथ इंटरसेल्युलर सबस्टेन्स परफॉर्म अ स्पेसिफिक फंक्शन सच एन ऑर्गनायझेशन इज कॉल्ड टिश्यू सो द टिश्यू All this time, I just thought it was a group of cell. But yesterday when Ritu ma'am, she pointed out, I realized that similar cells along with the intercellular matrix, okay, that is a tissue. So there's a group of similar cells along with the intercellular matrix, and they should perform a specific function, and they have a common origin, okay. This is called a tissue. You may be surprised to know that all complex organisms consist of only four basic types of tissue. What kitle number je complex organisms asni but four types of tissues ache ben nahi lesta. These tissues are organized in specific proportions and patterns to form an organ like stomach, heart, lungs and kidneys, okay? So the tissues they are organized in a specific proportion and a pattern. Okay, when two or more organs perform a common function by their physical and or chemical interaction, they together form an organ system. Okay, now this is important. For ilianje, specific proportion and pattern of the cells. Okay, then when two or more organs perform a common function by their physical or chemical interaction. So either physical interaction or chemical interaction, that is called a organ system, okay, digestive system, respiratory system, etc. Cells, tissues, organs, and organ system, they split up the work in a way that exhibits division of labor and contribute to the survival of the body as a whole. Okay, so cells, tissues, organs, and organ system, they split up the work in a way that exhibits division of labor and contribute to the survival of a body as a whole. So study of tissues is known as histology. So the four types of ओरिजिन्स म्हणाले पाहिजे सो फक्त फोर टाईपचे टिश्यूज असतात म्हणाले हवे ओके सो देर इज एपिथिलियल देर इज कनेक्टिव्ह देर इज मस्क्युलर अँड देर इज नर्वस सो एपिथिलियल कम्स फ्रॉम इदर एक्टोडर्म मिझोडर्म ऑर एंडोडर्म कनेक्टिव्ह कम्स फ्रॉम मिझोडर्म ओके मिडल देन मस्क्युलर कम्स फ्रॉम मिझोडर्म हे दोन्ही मिझोडर्माकडनं येतात कनेक्टिव्ह आणि मस्क्युलर नर्व कम्स फ्रॉम एक्टोडर्म एक्टो म्हणजे बाहेर बरं ओके देन वी कम टू Animal tissue, the structure of the cells vary according to their function. Therefore, the tissues are differentiated and are broadly classified into four types. Epithelial, connective, muscular and neural. Okay, first we come to epithelial tissue. We commonly refer to an epithelial tissue as epithelium. Okay, you know that already. This tissue has a free surface which faces either or body fluid or the outside environment. So the free surface should faces the body fluid kare manje organs cha bhitar nala bahir asu shakta to nalya to body chaach bahir asu shakta that is the or the outside environment it faces and thus provides a covering or a lining for some part of the body. Okay, the cells are compactly packed with little intercellular matrix. So the cells are compactly packed with little or no intercellular matrix. Okay, then we come to there are two types of epithelial tissues, namely simple epithelium and compound epithelium. Simple epithelium is composed of single layer of cells and functions as a lining for body cavities, ducts, tubes. Okay, The compound epithelium consists of two or more cell layers and has protective function as it does in our skin. Got it? Yes. Okay, so on the basis of structural modification of the cells, simple epithelium is further divided into three types. Simple epithelium are the types of squamous, cuboidal, and columnar. Okay, then the squamous epithelium is made up of a single thin layer of flattened cells with irregular boundaries. Underline kar pencil an taiyar hindur ki single thin layer flattened cells are irregular boundaries. They are formed in the walls of the, now this, these are the examples, okay, walls of the blood vessels and the air sacs of the lungs, and are involved in functions like forming a diffusion boundary. Guys, again, bari kaste, that's what Ritu ma'am said, right? Which one would you want to pass through? The thinnest one. So yeah, so it forms a diffusion boundary. They are in the wall of the blood vessel. Wall of the blood vessel epithelium of the capillaries or the circulatory system is known as endothelium. Okay, I used to use the word endothelium anywhere before, okay? But now I know. Okay, good. The cuboidal epithelium, next is cuboidal epithelium, and is composed of single layer again, but cube-like cells. This is commonly found in ducts of the glands. Now, examples, take a bracket with that, right? Ducts of the glands and tubular parts of the nephrons in the kidney. And its main functions are secretion and absorption. Okay? And the other yadindur, ducts of the glands, tubular parts of the nephron. Tubular part means what is it? Tubes asa de. Okay, I mean the convoluted tubule and distal convoluted, proximal convoluted, Henle's loop. That's what we're talking about, okay? So, ducts of the glands and the tubular part of the nephron in the kidney, and its main functions are secretion and absorption. The epithelium of the proximal convoluted tubule of the nephron has microvilli, okay? Okay, so yaadindur ki te draw kalabit way convoluted tubule, I mean the nephron is a diagram without the malphasian, the capillary part. Okay, so 1 and 3, meaning glomerulus and loop of Henle, it has squamous epithelium, whereas 2 and 4, that is PCT and DCT, it has cuboidal epithelium. But PCT has cuboidal epithelium with microvilli, okay? Cilia bhi adurna, microvilli adindur, because it helps in absorption. Microvilli is for absorption, cilia is for movement of substances, okay? Remember that. And cuboidal epithelium is in DCT is simple cuboidal epithelium. Okay, so the next we come to the columnar epithelium. It is composed of a single layer of tall and slender cells. So remember, again, of course, single layer, slender cells yadindur, okay? Their nuclei are located at the base, so nuclei is at the base. Free surface may have microvilli, okay? Microvilli ashilya shukta ki nashilya shukta. They are found in the lining. Now this is the places where they are found. So they are found in the lining of the stomach, the intestine, and help in the secretion and absorption. Tine madale te adi nasudga intestine ani stomachatlan ashe adur ki ek stomach asan tetlan lam lam columnar epithelium asa ka stomach ani intestine atlan lo vatut me na te he ka jauna kashe guspa madlatlan deja ashe adi pichle picture korun dur ka. So they are found in the lining of the stomach and the intestine, and they help in the secretion and absorption. Okay. Okay. If the columnar or cuboidal cells, they bear cilia, the free surface, they are called ciliated epithelium. Ciliated cuboidal epithelium, ciliated columnar epithelium. And the tensor function, their function is to move particles of mucus in a specific direction over the epithelium. Okay. Cilia, of course, move particles over their surface. What, particles or mucus, okay, over their surface in specific direction over the epithelium. They are mainly present in the inner surface of hollow organs like bronchioles and fallopian tubes. Okay, they are the nurtalenduka bronchioles that can because mucus and fallopian tube because the ovary has to pass. So any here we are in the inner surface of hollow organs, okay, bronchioles and fallopian tubes. Some of the columnar or cuboidal cells, they get specialized for secretion. The third, last one, glandular epithelium. Okay? Columnar and cuboidal roots, glandular and that. Okay? They are so it's stored kar pa jaago asta hai jab idhar. What was the first one? Of course, squamous, then there was cuboidal, and then there was columnar. Columnar could have been ciliated or non-ciliated, and it could now also be glandular. Okay? glandular. They are mainly of two types, okay? Unicellular glandular sujakta, consisting of isolated glandular cells, okay? Ek ek cell asa to glandular, mujhe secrete karta. Consists of isolated glandular cells, example goblet cells. Goblet cells are the only example, okay, in the elementary canal. And multicellular, consisting of cluster of cells like saliva, all the other glands, salivary glands, oil secreting glands, everything, okay. On the basis of the mode of pouring of their secretion, glands are divided into two categories, namely exocrine and endocrine. At the glandular epithelium, it could be either of unicellular, multicellular, toic divisions. And second division is exocrine or endocrine glands. Okay, means that glands, zar duct through secrete karta, zala te exocrine. And if there is no duct, that is secretion is directly into the blood, then it is endocrine. Okay, exocrine glands secrete mucus, saliva, earwax, oil, milk, digestive enzyme, and other cell products. Okay. These products are released through ducts or tubes. In contrast, endocrine glands do not have ducts. Their products, called hormones, are secreted directly into the fluid bathing the gland. Okay, fluid bathing the gland is of course blood or the tissue fluid. Next, we have the compound epithelium. It is made of more than one layer. That is, it is multilayer of cell and thus has a limited role in secretion. Compound epithelium skin. Okay, it has limited role in secretion. And tine sangale pe ritu rate valan ek layer ase to best aso ghasnu hota taso. But compound layer is for protection, means rubbing bhi asta tije. So it's okay. And then she gave the example of vagina, and that was like the funniest thing. Okay, skin and all, everything. Okay, we'll know. Okay, a multilayer and thus has a limited role in secretion. So limited role in secretion and absorption, of course. Their main function is to provide protection against chemical and mechanical stresses. They cover the dry surfaces of the skin. Okay, that we'll do later. Okay, dry surface of the skin. It covers the dry surface of the skin. The moist surface of the buccal cavity, pharynx, inner lining of ducts, salivary glands, and of pancreatic ducts. Okay, so covers the dry surfaces of the skin, moist surface of the buccal cavity, pharynx, inner lining of ducts, of salivary gland and of pancreatic ducts. All cells in epithelium are held together with a little intercellular matrix in nearly all animal tissues. Specialized junctions, all cells in an epithelium are held together with a little intercellular matrix, little astat. In nearly all animal tissues, specialized junctions provide both structural and functional links between its individual cells. Three types of cell junctions, okay, Veda, in nearly all animal tissues, specialized junctions are present, okay? They provide structural and functional links, okay? Don't cell that link karta, between its individual cells. Three types of cell junctions are found in the epithelium and other tissues. These are called as tight. These are called as tight, adhering, and gap junctions, okay? These are called as tight, adhering, and gap junctions. Do you get it? Three types, actually khub asta, but now we're learning three types. So tight junctions, adhering junctions, and gap junctions. Tight junctions, they help to tight manje kide gatta banun asta, okay? So they help to stop substances from leaking across a tissue, okay? Adhering is stick, adhering word also meaning stick. Now what they do is they cement to keep the neighboring cells together. See, they cement two cells together, so they keep the cells together. Then we have gap junctions. Gap junctions, heart and cardiac muscles, and the two pass signals, right? So the gap junctions, they facilitate the cells to communicate, see, with each other by connecting the cytoplasm. So gap junctions, they connect the cytoplasm. Remember that, okay? Of the adjoining cells for rapid transfer of ions, small molecules, and sometimes big molecules also. So I didn't know that they transfer substances too. But they communicate and they also help in rapid transfer of ions, small molecules, and sometimes big molecules also. So we're done with the NCRT part. In the next one, we're doing the extra part. Okay? I mean, in an organized way, like what Ritu ma'am had told and all that. Okay? Okay, now we come to the notes at the side. Simple epithelium and compound epithelium. Actually, so simple epithelium ones, squamous epithelium, cuboidal epithelium, columnar epithelium, three types of epithelium, correct? Squamous diffusion boundaries,
blood vessels, the walls, air sacs of lungs. They were diffusion boundaries. Diffusion boundaries are blood vessels, the capillary walls, the endothelium, Bowman's capsule, and alveoli. म्हणजे की त्यातल्यानं जेजूतल्यान डिफ्युजन जाता एनिथिंग दॅट हॅज डिफ्युजन गोईंग ऑन थ्रू इट दॅट वन कन्सिस्ट ऑफ स्क्वॅमस एपिथेलियम बिकॉज स्क्वॅमस एपिथेलियम इज थिन ओके देन यू हॅव दिस नेफ्रॉन पार्ट 1 and 3 दॅट इज द आय सेड दिस राईट द हेनलीज लूप अँड द ग्लोमेरुलस इट हॅज स्क्वॅमस एपिथेलियम रिमेंबर दॅट आर डन then we have cuboidal epithelium. It is present in the ducts of glands and it is present in the tubular part of the nephron. Tubular part means convoluted tubules. Okay? PCT and DCT. So both of them, they have cuboidal epithelium. But remember that DCT has simple cuboidal and PCT has simple cuboidal with microvilli. Okay? Microvilli, not cilia, microvilli. Okay, then next we come to the columnar cells. Columnar are present in the stomach. Kashi adindur sangalitka te lam lam vatuk dina jaunak vatspaga. So stomach and they are present in the intestine. Okay, they help in secretion and absorption for sure. So cuboidal third zale, secretion and absorption. आणि क्युबॉइडल आणि कॉलमनारच्या दोघांच्या हेतून हे असू शकतं काय मायक्रोविला असू शकता ओके सिलियाची पुढे येतली आम्ही पण मायक्रोविला असू शकता त्यांच्या सर्फिसचे कळे आणि हे प्रेझेंट असं स्टमकान आणि इंटेस्टायनान कळे नेक्स्ट वी कम टू सिलिएटेड म्हणजे सिलिएटेड आर क्युबॉइडल अँड कॉलमनार सेल्स विथ सिलिया कळे दॅट इज ओनली सिलिएटेड एपिथेलियम आणि तेच सिलिएटेड एपिथेलियम खरं असं क्यूब सिलिएटेड क्युबॉइडल असं तो लोअर रेस्पिरेटरी ट्रॅक म्हणजे मोठेवाले कॉलमनार फिट जाऊचे ना आणि लोअर रेस्पिरेटरी ट्रॅकान म्हणून ते क्युबॉइडल सिलिएटेड आणि अपर रेस्पिरेटरी ट्रॅक अँड फॅलोपियन ट्यूब वी हॅव कॉलमनार सिलिएटेड एपिथेलियम काय देन यू कम टू सुडो सुडो स्ट्रॅटिफाईड सिलिएटेड कॉलमनार ग्लँडल एपिथेलियम हे काय असलं अपर रेस्पिरेटरी ट्रॅक दॅट इज ट्रॅकिया अँड ब्रॉन्काय ब्रॉन्गी ओल्स नि ब्रॉन्काय ओके सो फर्स्ट रिमेंबर सुडो स्ट्रॅटिफाईड फेक स्ट्रॅटिफाईड सिलिएटेड हय सिलिएटेड याद म्हणले कॉलमनार ग्लँड्युलर एपिथेलियम कळ झालं हय आता याद दोन सिम्पल एपिथेलियम हेल्प्स इन डिफ्युजन बाउंड्री मेकिंग सिक्रिशन्स एब्झॉर्प्शन अँड मुव्हिंग सबस्टेन्सेस विथ हेल्प ऑफ सिलिया अँड इन ॲज ग्लँड्स इट्स हेल्प ओके इन कंपाऊंड एपिथेलियम इट हेल्प्स इन प्रोटेक्शन ओके नेक्स्ट वी कम टू ग्लँड्युलर एपिथेलियम त्याचं दोन डिव्हिजन असू शकतं एक युनिसेल मल्टीसेलर युनिसेलर इज गॉल्ब्लेड सेल दिलांगा मल्टीसेलर सलायवरी ग्लँड दिलांगा अँड सेकंड डिव्हिजन इज एक्झोक्राईन अँड एंडोक्राईन म्युकस सलायवा इयर वॅक्स ऑइल मिल्क डायजेस्टिव्ह एन्झाइम्स अँड अदर सेल्स प्रोडक्ट्स अदर सेल प्रोडक्ट्स ओके ते कळत हॉर्मोन्स म्हणतात ब्लडान सोडतात बी ते सगळे खबर असतात कळे देन यू हॅव कंपाऊंड एपिथेलियम यू कम टू कंपाऊंड एपिथेलियम कंपाऊंड एपिथेलियम आखूच स्ट्रॅटिफाईड एपिथेलियम म्हणतात काय स्ट्राटा ऑर लेयर स्ट्रॅटिफाईड म्हणजे स्ट्राटा जावन असा आणि ऑर लेयर जावन असा कळे सो कंपाऊंडाक स्ट्रॅटिफाईड एपिथेलियम म्हणतात दे कॅन बी ऑफ टू टाईप्स बेस्ड ऑन द टॉपमोस्ट लेयर जर स्क्वॅमस असलं जाल्यार इट्स स्क्वॅमस कंपाऊंड एपिथेलियम अँड टॉपमोस्ट लेयर इफ इट्स कॉलमनार सॉरी इट्स क्युबॉइडल कॉलमनार बरे दिसना त्यांच्या समोर कळे पहिलीच इतली मोठी असा आणि त्याच्यावर तू कॉलमनार घालता सारखे दिसणार ते कळे सो कंपाऊंड स्ट्रॅटिफाईड स्क्वॉमस असू शकता नाल्या कंपाऊंड स्ट्रॅटिफाईड क्युबॉइडल असू शकता कळे बेस्ड अपॉन द टॉप लेअर नाव स्क्वॉमस एपिथेलियम इट कुड बी कॅरेटनाइज्ड ऑर नॉन कॅरेटनाइज्ड कॅरेटनाइज्ड म्हणजे किती कॅरेटीन बनलं भरला टॉप लेअर आणि वाय डू वी रिक्वायर कॅरेटीन बिकॉज टू प्रिव्हेंट द सेल फ्रॉम डिहायड्रेशन ओके prevent the cell from dehydration, right? So, भितरले सगळे ऑर्गन्स असतात त्यांच्या भितर जो कवरिंग असा पण खूप जर कंपाऊंड एपिथेलियम असा तर त्यांचेर असो ना कळे म्हणजे आता एक्झाम्पल्स किती दिला एन सी आर टीन ड्राय सर्फिस ऑफ द स्किन मॉइस्ट सर्फिस ऑफ बकल कॅबिटी फॅरिंग्स देन वी हॅव इनर वॉट इनर लायनिंग ऑफ द डक्स ऑफ सलायवरी ग्लँड्स and the pancreatic duct avo itle sagila sagya adin dorpa ke buccal cavity pharynx inner lining of ducts of salivary gland and of pancreatic ducts okay those, all of those, say it again, buccal cavity, then we have pharynx, then we have inner lining of ducts of salivary gland, then we have the pancreatic duct, okay? Ata je exposed sabhe bahir, tenche keratinized medullary, je something that is prone to dehydration will have keratinized epithelium, whereas the ones inside, that is moist buccal cavity and all that, will have non-keratinized. Keratinized is, for example, skin color. So, the structure of skin, the red layer, that one is keratinized squamous stratified epithelium. Then we have the compound epithelial layers, okay, down under that. Then we have a dense irregular connective tissue. You'll learn about connective tissues further, and then you'll realize, then you'll be able to correlate. Dense irregular connective tissue. Then we have subcutaneous layer, which is made up of areolar plus adipose tissue. I don't know what is areola and adipose made up of. I'll just search it. Areola is elastin fiber. Fibers, okay? And adipose is the fat storage, I guess. Okay, that's it. That's it. Oh, that's not it, okay? Then we have junctions, that is intercellular junction, adhering junction first, right? Or it is also called desmosomes, adhering junction or desmosome, toner fibril cement, two cells together. Okay, tight junction is plasma membrane of two cells. They fuse, okay, preventing leakage. Then we have gap junction, it connects cytoplasm of two cells and it facilitates communication. Gap junction, it connects cytoplasm of two cells and facilitates communication, that's right. Then coelom barela, inner parietal peritoneum. Coelom acha bhitarla side in inner parietal peritoneum asa, okay? And visceral side, I mean, bhaira side in visceral peritoneum asa. Okay, I get it now. And peritoneum is, I don't need that. Don't even read that, okay? Yeah, we're done. Okay, now we come to the notes on the side. Simple epithelium and compound epithelium, actually. So, simple epithelium and squamous epithelium, cuboidal epithelium, columnar epithelium. Three types of epithelium, correct? Squamous and what is actually like diffusion boundaries. Yeah, right. Blood vessels, like walls, air sacs of lungs. They were either diffusion boundaries. Yeah, in the upper right? Diffusion boundary means blood vessels, like walls, which capillary walls. Chenka endothelium. Bowman's capsule, that and alveoli, that correct. मुझे कि दातला नहीं जरूरतला diffusion जाता. Anything that has diffusion going on through it. That one consists of squamous epithelium, because squamous epithelium is thin, okay? Then you have this nephron part, 1 and 3, that is the, I said this, right? The Henle's group and the glomerulus, it has squamous epithelium. Remember that, done. Then we have cuboidal epithelium, it is present in the ducts of glands and it is present in the tubular part of the nephron. Tubular part means convoluted tubules, correct? PCT and DCT. So both of them, they have cuboidal epithelium. But remember that DCT has simple cuboidal and PCT has simple cuboidal with microvilli, okay? Microvilli, not cilia, microvilli, okay? Then next we come to the columnar cells. Columnar are present in the stomach. Kashi adindur sangalitka te lam lam watut dina jaunak vatspaka hai. So stomach, and they are present in the intestine. Okay, they help in secretion and absorption for sure. So cuboidal thoi zale, secretion and absorption. Ani cuboidal ani columnar cha dogancha etun he asu shakta kai microvilli asu shakta. ओके सीलियाची पुढे येतली आम्ही पण मायक्रोवेल असू शकता त्यांच्या सर्फेस असे काय आणि हे प्रेझेंट असं स्टमकान आणि इंटेस्टाइनान काय नेक्स्ट वी कम टू सीलिएटेड म्हणजे सीलिएटेड आर क्युबॉइडल अँड कॉलमनार सेल्स विथ सीलिया काय दॅट इज ओनली सीलिएटेड एपिथिलियम आणि ते सीलिएटेड एपिथिलियम खरं असं क्यूब सीलिएटेड क्युबॉइडल असं तो लोअर रेस्पिरेटरी ट्रॅक म्हणजे मोठेवाले कॉलमनार फिट जाऊचे ना आणि लोअर रेस्पिरेटरी ट्रॅकान म्हणून ते क्युबॉइडल सिलिएटेड आणि अपर रेस्पिरेटरी ट्रॅक अँड फॅलोपियन ट्यूब वी हॅव कॉलमनार सिलिएटेड एपिथिलियम काय देन कम टू सुडो सुडो स्ट्रॅटिफाईड सिलिएटेड कॉलमनार ग्लँडल एपिथिलियम हे काय असलं अपर रेस्पिरेटरी ट्रॅक दॅट इज ट्रॅकिया अँड ब्रॉन्काय ब्रॉन्गिओल्स नी हा ब्रॉन्काय ओके सो first remember pseudo stratified fake stratified সিলিয়েটে হয় সিলিয়েটে দিয়া দিলে কলমনার গ্ল্যান্ডুলার এপিথিলিয়াম কয় জালে হয় আতা আতা ইয়া দিন সিম্পল এপিথিলিয়াম হেল্পস ইন ডিফিউশন বাউন্ডারি মেকিং সিক্রিশনস অ্যাবজর্পশন অ্যান্ড মুভিং সাবস্টেন্সেস উইথ হেল্প অফ সিলিয়া অ্যান্ড ইন অ্যাজ গ্ল্যান্ডস ইটস হেল্প ওকে ইন কম্পাউন্ড এপিথিলিয়াম ইট হেল্পস ইন প্রোটেকশন ওকে নেক্সট উই কাম টু গ্ল্যান্ডুলার এপিথিলিয়াম তো দোন ডিভিশনস আসুক এক ইউনিসেলুলার মাল্টিসেলুলার ইউনিসেলুলার ইজ গলব্লাডার সেল দিলাঙা মাল্টিসেলুলার অ্যান্ড সালাইভারি গ্ল্যান্ড দিলাঙা অ্যান্ড সেকেন্ড ডিভিশন ইজ এক্সোক্রাইন অ্যান্ড এন্ডোক্রাইন মিউকিস সালাইভা ইয়ার ওয়্যাক্স অয়েল মিল্ক ডাইজেস্টিভ এনজাইমস অ্যান্ড আদার সেলস প্রোডাক্টস আদার সেল প্রোডাক্টস ওকে ते कळ्ळें तुका हॉर्मोन्स म्हणटा ब्लडान सोडटा बी ते सगळें खबर आसा तुका कळ्ळें देन यू हॅव कंपाउंड एपिथिलियम यू कम टू कंपाउंड एपिथिलियम कंपाउंड एपिथिलियम आकूच स्ट्रॅटिफायड एपिथिलियम म्हणटा स्ट्राटा ऑर लेयर स्ट्रॅटिफायड म्हणजे स्ट्राटा जावन आसा आनी ऑर लेयर जावन आसा कळ्ळें सो कंपाउंडाक स्ट्रॅटिफायड एपिथिलियम म्हणटा दे कॅन बी ऑफ टू टायप्स बेज्ड ऑन द टॉप मोस्ट लेयर जर स्क्वॅमस आसलो जाल्यार इट्स स्क्वॅमस कंपाउंड एपिथिलियम अँड टॉप मोस्ट लेयर इफ इट्स कॉलमनार सॉरी इट्स क्यूबॉयडल कॉलमनार बरें दिसना तेंच्या समोर कळ्ळें पयलींच इतली मोठी आसा आनी तेज्या वयर तूं कॉलमनार घालता सारकें दिसना तें कळ्ळें सो कंपाउंड स्ट्रॅटिफायड स्क्वॅमस आसूं शकता नाल्यार कंपाउंड स्ट्रॅटिफायड क्यूबॉयडल आसूं शकता कळ्ळें बेज्ड अपॉन द टॉप लेयर नाव स्क्वॅमस एपिथिलियम इट कूड बी कॅरेटिनायज ऑर नॉन कॅरेटिनायज कॅरेटिनायज म्हणजे कितें कॅरेटीन भरला टॉप लेयरान वाय डज वाय डू वी रिक्वायर कॅरेटीन बिकॉज टू प्रिवेंट द सेल फ्रॉम डिहायड्रेशन ओके prevent the cell from dehydration, right? So, bhitarle sagle organs asa tencha bhitar jo covering asa pai khoy jar compound epithelium asa to tenche rasto na koy manje ata examples kiye dela NCERT in dry surface of the skin moist surface of buccal cavity pharynx then we have inner lining of the ducts of salivary glands अँड द पॅनक्रियाटिक डक आगो इतले सगळे दिला सगळे यादीन दवरपाक जाय बकल कॅविटी फॅरिंग्स इनर लायनिंग ऑफ डक्ट्स ऑफ सलायवरी ग्लँड अँड ऑफ पॅनक्रियाटिक डक्ट्स ओके दोज ऑल ऑफ दोज से अगेन बकल कॅविटी देन वी हॅव फॅरिंग्स देन वी हॅव इनर लायनिंग ऑफ डक्ट्स ऑफ सलायवरी ग्लँड देन वी हॅव द पॅनक्रियाटिक डक्ट ओके आता जे एक्सपोज्ड आसा पळय भायर तेंचेर कॅरेटनायज मेळटले म्हणजे समथींग दॅट इज प्रोन टू डिहायड्रेशन वील हॅव कॅरेटनायज epithelium whereas the ones inside there is moist buccal cavity and all that will have non-keratinized keratinized as for example skin zalo ya kay ata ami structure of skin asle ta hoyet ko dista to red layer that one is keratinized squamous stratified epithelium then we have the compound epithelial layers okay down under that then we have a dense irregular connective tissue you'll learn about connective tissues further and then you'll realize then you'll be able to correlate dense irregular connective tissue then we have subcutaneous layer which is made up of areolar plus adipose tissue I don't know what is areola and adipose made up of I'll just search it areola veste ashe elastic fibers sage kay ani adipose is the fat storage I guess okay that's it oh that's not it okay then we have junctions that is intercellular junction adhering junction first ata or it is also called desmosomes adhering junction or desmosome tonal fibril cement two cells together okay tight junction is plasma membrane of two cells they they fuse okay preventing leakage then you have gap junction it connects cytoplasm of two cells and it facilitates communication gap junction it connects cytoplasm of two cells and facilitates communication that's right देन सिलोम बरयला तुवें इनर पॅरिएटल पॅरिटोनियम म्हणजे कितें सिलोमाच्या भितरल्या सायडीन इनर पॅरिएटल पॅरिटोनियम आसा कळ्ळें आनी विसरल सायडान म्हणजे भायल्या सायडीन विसरल पॅरिटोनियम आसा ओके आय गॅट इट नाव अँड पॅरिटोनियम इज आय डोंट नीड दॅट डोंट इवन रीड दॅट ओके या वी डन कनेक्टिव्ह टिश्यू are more abundant and widely distributed in the body of complex animals. They are named connective tissues because of their special function of linking and supporting other tissues or organs of the body. They are ranged from soft connective tissue to specialized type. Okay, soft connective, best is soft, to specialized types which include cartilage, bone, adipose and blood. Okay, cartilage, bone, adipose and blood, connective. Okay, in all connective tissues except blood the cells secrete fibers of structural protein called collagen
और लास्टन. ओके विल यू रिमेंबर दॅट. बाकी सगळ्या हातून द सेल्स इट सेल्फ ते सिक्रीट फायबर्स ऑफ स्ट्रक्चरल प्रोटीन. स्ट्रक्चरल म्हणजे जे तेका होल्डान धरतात त्याच शेपान बी अशें. ओके कॉल्ड कोलाजन. ब्लड डजंट नीड इट शेप राईट, इट जस्ट फ्लोज. स्ट्रक्चरल प्रोटीन, प्रोटीन आलेलं ना प्रोटीन ते वॉट कोलाजन ऑर इलास्टिन. द फायबर्स दे प्रोवाइड स्ट्रेंथ इलास्टिसिटी अँड फ्लेक्सिबिलिटी टू द टिश्यूज. विल यू रिमेंबर दॅट. फायबर्स आर ऑफ प्रोटीन, कोलाजन फायबर्स, इलास्टिन फायबर्स. दे प्रोवाइड स्ट्रेंथ इलास्टिसिटी अँड फ्लेक्सिबिलिटी टू द टिश्यूज. दीज सेल्स ऑल्सो सिक्रीट मॉडिफाइड पॉलीसॅकराइड्स विच अक्युमुलेट बिटवीन सेल्स अँड फायबर्स अँड ॲक्ट ॲज मेट्रिक्स ऑर ग्राउंड सबस्टेन्स. ओके सो किती किती सिक्रीट करता सेल्स. फर्स्ट दे सिक्रीट फायबर्स ऑफ स्ट्रक्चरल प्रोटीन कॉल्ड इलास्टिन ऑर कोलाजन. द फायबर्स दे प्रोवाइड स्ट्रेंथ अँड इलास्टिसिटी अँड फ्लेक्सिबिलिटी. अँड देन द सेल्स ऑल्सो सिक्रीट मॉडिफाइड पॉलीसॅकराइड विच अक्युमुलेट बिटवीन सेल्स अँड फायबर्स. म्हणजे मधलो सबस्टेन्स आहात तेवूय सिक्रीट करतात ते कळे. दिस अक्युमुलेट बिटवीन सेल्स अँड फायबर्स अँड दे ॲक्ट ॲज अ मेट्रिक्स ऑर द ग्राउंड सबस्टेन्स. ओके कनेक्टिव टिश्यूज आर क्लासिफाइड इंटू थ्री टाइप्स. ओके फर्स्ट इज लूज कनेक्टिव टिश्यू, सेकेंड इज डेन्स कनेक्टिव टिश्यू अँड द थर्ड इज स्पेशलाइज कनेक्टिव टिश्यू. विल यू रिमेंबर दॅट. आय थिंक आय गॉट इट. ओके ओके सो द फर्स्ट थिंग वी गेट टू सी इज द सेल्स ऑफ द कनेक्टिव टिश्यू. दे सिक्रीट टू टाइप्स ऑफ सब्सटेन्सेस. वन इज द फायबर्स विच इज नॉट सिक्रीटेड बाय ब्लड अँड द अदर इज द मेट्रिक्स. ओके नेक्स्ट वी सी दॅट लूज कनेक्टिव टिश्यू इज ऑफ टू टाइप्स, आय मीन थ्री टाइप्स, लूज देन डेन्स देन स्पेशलाइज्ड. लूज कनेक्टिव टिश्यू हॅज सेल्स अँड फायबर्स लूजली अरेंज्ड इन अ सेमी फ्लुइड ग्राउंड सबस्टेन्स. ओके सेल्स अँड फायबर्स ऑफकोर्स लूजली अरेंज इन अ सेमी फ्लुइड ग्राउंड सबस्टेन्स. ग्राउंड सबस्टेन्स म्हणजेच मेट्रिक्स. ओके फॉर एक्झाम्पल एरियोलो टिश्यू प्रेझेंट बिनीथ द स्किन. हांवें वाचल्ले फाटी एरियोलो आणि एडिपोज टिश्यू अस सबक्युटिनियस layer of the skin on. Okay so present beneath the skin often it serves as a support framework for epithelium. It contains fibroblasts, okay, cells that produce and secrete fibers. Then it has macrophages. Areolar tissue to hai dilanga loose connective tissue structure. Okay macrophages and it has mast cells. Teen cells asa manun sangla fibroblasts that is cells that produce and secrete fibers, macrophages, you know macrophages. ओके अँड इट हॅज मास सेल्स. ओके देन वी हॅव एडिपोज टिश्यू. एक असतो एरियोला आणि दुसरं असतं एडिपोज. एडिपोज इज अनदर टाईप ऑफ लूज कनेक्टिव टिश्यू लोकेटेड मेनली बिनीथ द स्किन अगेन. ओके इट्स अ लूज कनेक्टिव टिश्यू बिनीथ द स्किन सेम लाईक दिस वन. तर स्ट्रक्चर याद दो स्किनचं काय एरियोला प्लस एडिपोज बरेला तो. द सेल्स ऑफ दिस टिश्यू दे आर स्पेशलाइज टू स्टोअर फॅट. ऑफकोर्स द एक्सेस ऑफ न्यूट्रियन्स विच आर नॉट यूज्ड इमिजिएटली दे आर कन्वर्टेड इन टू फॅट्स अँड आर स्टोर्ड इन दिस टिश्यू. ओके द एक्सेस ऑफ न्युट्रियन्स म्हणजे तू चढ खाता द एक्सेस ऑफ न्युट्रियन्स विच आर नॉट यूज्ड अप इमिजिएटली म्हणजे किती असू ते टर्न्स अ द फॅटान इट कन्वर्ट्स टू फॅट्स अँड इट इज स्टोर्ड इन दीज इन द एडिपोज टिश्यू. ओके सो टू मच ऑफ फॅट दॅट यू आर इज नॉट गुड अँड यू नोन इट फॉर द लाँगेस्ट टाईम. ओके then we come to fibers and fibroblasts are compactly packed in dense connective tissue. Okay sangalo tuka pehli the cells of the connective tissue they release fibers. Okay fibers of secrete fibers of structural protein called collagen and elastin. Okay so tetun ek semi fluid loose connective tissue to ek semi fluid ground substance an distribute kello ashillo. Okay I mean padalle ashile sagle cells. Okay बट हियर आय मीन लूज कनेक्टिव टिश्यूनात सेल्स आणि फायबर्स हा ते अरेंज इन सेमी फ्लुइड ग्राउंड मेट्रिक्स. ओके बट हियर इन डेन्स कनेक्टिव टिश्यू फायबर्स अँड फायब्रोब्लास्ट दे आर कॉम्पॅक्टली पॅक्ड इन अ डेन्स कनेक्टिव टिश्यू. ओरिएंटेशन ऑफ फायबर्स शोज रेग्युलर ऑर इरेग्युलर पॅटर्न. आता ते कॉम्पॅक्टली पॅक्ड असा पळय त्या स्ट्रक्चरान दिसता तो खूप उदक कशें आसा बट ह्या स्ट्रक्चरान कमी हें आसा उदक. उदक म्हणजे मेट्रिक्स. सॉरी उदक इज नॉट मेट्रिक्स बट मेट्रिक्स इज लायक द लिक्विड सबस्टेन्स. ओके सो हियर डेन्स कनेक्टिव टिश्यू इट कॅन बी रेग्युलर इरेग्युलर. सो orientation of fibers shows a regular or irregular pattern and are called dense regular and dense irregular tissues. In the dense regular connective tissue, the collagen fibers are present in rows between many parallel bundles of fibers. In dense regular connective tissue, the collagen fibers are present in rows between many parallel bundles of fibers. Tendons, which attach skeletal muscle to bones, and ligaments, which attach one bone to another, are examples of this tissue. Kaiser tissue, regular, dense regular, correct? Examples of this tissue. Dense irregular connective tissue has fibrous, has fibroblasts and many fibers, mostly collagen, that are oriented differently. Okay, so dense irregular tissue has fibroblasts and many fibers, mostly collagen. Thoi khoycha mostly ta diuna na thoi direct collagen fibers mhanun dila kare ani mostly to elastic khoycha diuna. Okay, so hanga elastic asa, but mostly there is collagen fibers. In dense irregular connective tissue, the collagen fibers, they are present in row between many bundles of fibers. So tine kire sangalle ki ja tissue to sure asta ki yach direction an odpacha asa, to tya regular direction an tya pattern an arrange jatlo kay mhanje lama todpacha asa to jar kay tyach direction an every time tasa todpacha asa zala to tya lama thetunuch line in line ashe parallel fibers banitlo kay. बट जर आनी खंयचो फायबर आसा म्हणजे जो खंयच्याय डायरेक्शनांतल्यान ओडपाक मेळटा ते कितें म्हणलें आंटी आपके गाल कॅसे ओड ओडटी आहे किसी बी डायरेक्शन में ओड सकती है तो द इरेग्युलर वन्स दे आर कनेक्ट दे आर स्प्रेड अबाउट द प्लेस लायक पॅरलल बी अशें कांय ना तितून कळ्ळें. सो ह्यो डेन्स इरेग्युलर कनेक्टेड टिश्यू हॅज फायब्रोब्लास्ट एंड मेनी फायबर्स मोस्टली कलाजिन दॅट आर ओरिएंटेड डिफरंटली. This tissue is present in the skin. Of course, skin, yes, auntie, aapke gaal kaise bhi ud sakti hai, mujhe skin kaise ud sakta nahi. So this tissue is present in the skin. Barirle pe ami fatty thai. Which one had you written? Dense irregular connective tissue. Yeah, the thick fat layer. Okay. See, I told you you'd get it later. Okay, so this one is present in the skin. Cartilage, bones and blood are various types of specialized connective tissue. I got this so well for the first fucking time. Why are you saying fucking? It's alright. Okay, so connective tissue. First thing, remember the cells, they secrete two things, matrix and the fibers. Then we have the groups, the three groups, loose connective tissue, dense connective tissue and specialized connective tissue. Loose connective tissue is especially liquid. सो तेतून किदें जाता एडिपोज आनी एरियोला. एरियोलारान आसता म्हणजे एरियोलारान किदें आसता मास सेल्स मॅक्रोफेजीस एंड फायब्रोब्लास्ट. ओके एंड इट हॅज अ फ्लुइड सेमी फ्लुइड मॅट्रिक्स. ओके एडिपोज टिश्यू न्हू मॅट्रिक्स आसता बट वॉट इज इट इट स्टोर्स फॅट्स. ओके म्हणजे चड जे न्युट्रियंट्स मेळा ते फॅटान कन्वर्ट जाता आनी एडिपोज टिश्यू स्टोर जाता. Okay, and remember that this is present below the skin, that is in the subcutaneous layer, adipose and areola tissue. Okay, NCRT specifically, adipose tissue is stored beneath the skin. Okay, then we come to dense connective tissue. Dense connective tissue can be irregular or regular. Regular one we come to first. Regular one, so they are sure that they will be stretched in the same that direction only. So cartilage. No, not cartilage, sorry. Tendons and ligaments, okay? Tendons connect muscles to bones and ligaments connect LBB. Manje, BL. Okay, LBB is bone to bone, okay? And what else do you got to remember? Have you got to remember? Ki collagen fibers is dense regular connective tissue and collagen fiber is asa. मोस्टली काय आनी रेग्युलर टिश्यूजान आय मीन इरेग्युलर राव इन द डेन्स रेग्युलर कनेक्टिव्ह टिश्यू द कोलाजन फायबर्स दे आर प्रेझेंट इन रोज बिटवीन मेनी पॅरल बंडल्स ऑफ फायबर्स. ओके तितलें आलें फक्त कोलाजन फायबर्सूच मेन्शन केलां पण डेन्स इरेग्युलर बरयतना तेंच्यांनी अशें मेन्शन केलां हॅज फायब्रोब्लास्ट एन्ड मेनी फायबर्स मोस्टली कोलाजन म्हणजे इलास्टीन फायबर्सूय आसा. ओके बट दे आर अरेंज डिफरंट ओरिएंटेड डिफरंटली. ओके दॅट इज एनी पॅटर्न. ओके दीस इज प्रेझेंट इन द स्किन. स्किना सकल तो डायग्राम काढलो तेवून दिला पाहिजे डेन्स इरेग्युलर कनेक्टेड टिश्यू इट्स दीस लेअर. ओके देन यू कम टू स्पेशलाइज्ड राईट स्पेशलाइज्ड कनेक्टेड टिश्यू विच इज ब्लड बोन. ब्लड यू विल डू इन दॅट चॅप्टर यू डोंट नीड टू डू इट नाव. ब्लड बोन अँड कार्टिलेज. ओके তোকে ইয়াদ আছে লোকোমোশন আন কি আসলে বোন আনি মাসল সরি মাস্কুলার সিস্টেম দ্যাটস সামথিং এলস বাট তেনশানি স্কেলেটল সিস্টেম আন বোন প্লাস কার্টিলেজ বেরিয়ে কারণ দ্যাট কামস ইন দ্য স্কেলেটল সিস্টেম বেরিয়ে দ্য ইন্টারসেলুলার মটেরিয়াল অফ কার্টিলেজ ইজ সলিড অ্যান্ড প্লায়েবল ওকে প্লায়েবল কি ম্হটলা তে কয় তুকা মানে কার্টিলেজ তে মানলে দাপা মেয়না ফোল্ড করবা মেয়টা প্লাই করবা মেয়টা তে বাট ইউ ক্যান প্রেস ইট ওকে সো দ্য ইন্টারসেলুলার মটেরিয়াল অফ কার্টিলেজ ইজ সলিড অ্যান্ড ইট ইজ প্লায়েবল অ্যান্ড ইট রেজিস্ট কম্প্রেশন ওকে সেলস অফ দিস টিস্যু দ্যাট ইজ কন্ড্রোসাইটস আর এনক্লোজড ইন আ স্মল ইন স্মল ক্যাভিটিস উইদিন দ্য মেট্রিক্স সিক্রিটেড বাই দেম মোস্ট অফ দ্য কার্টিলেজ ইন দ্য ভার্টেব্রেটস এমব্রিওস আর রিপ্লেসড বাই বোনস ইন অ্যাডাল্টস কার্টিলেজ ইজ প্রেজেন্ট ইন দ্য টিপ অফ দ্য নোজ আউটার ইয়ার জয়েন্ট দ্যাট ইজ ইয়ার পিনা বিটুইন অ্যাডজেসেন্ট বোনস অফ দ্য ভার্টেব্রাল কলাম লিম্বস অ্যান্ড হ্যান্ডস ইন দ্য অ্যাডাল্টস ওকে ফার্স্ট উই ডু দ্য কার্টিলেজ থিং উই কার্টিলেজ ইজ সলিড ইট ইজ প্লায়েবল প্লায়েবল ওয়ার্ড ইয়াদিন দোর খুব জায়গা ছিল ইলাস্টিক হে তে মাতলা সো প্লায়েবল আছে তো ফক্ত কার্টিলেজা কে দোর কারণ ইট রেজিস্ট কম্প্রেশন ও সি What she said is actually there in the book. So it resists compression. Cells of this tissue are known as chondrocytes. Cells are known... Sites, matlab, yeah, cells, okay? Okay, so will you remember that? Lacunae bhi te same bones aan kartali. But hanga remember that. Cartilage ki jaise remember garba ki... Yaad garba ki... They are pliable. They resist compression, okay? Then we have their cells are known as chondrocytes. ओके आणि ती कॅविटीजान पडली असतात कॉन्ड्रोसाईट्स आहात ती दिसतात गो सकल डायग्राम तो कार्टिलेज सेल कॉन्ड्रोसाईट होय सो दॅट इज द सेल बट द कॅविटी इन विच इट इज फॉलन आय मीन प्लेस्ड इन इज वॉट दे आर एनक्लोज इन स्मॉल कॉल कॅविटीज विद इन द मेट्रिक्स दॅट इज सेक्रिटेड बाय देम सो मेट्रिक्स इज सेक्रिटेड बाय द कॉन्ड्रोसाईट्स इट सेल्फ ओके And most of the cartilage in the embryos, it gets replaced by the bones in the adults. Cartilage is present at the tip of the nose, the outer ear pinna, outer ear joint, between adjacent bones of the vertebral column. You know that, intervertebral disc, I guess, okay? And hands in adults. Ah, limbs and hands, okay? I didn't know that. Limbs and hands in adults. Okay, fine. I'll remember that, okay? We're done with cartilage here. Okay, now we come to the bones. Bones have a hard and non-pliable. Those were also hard, right? They were solid. But they were pliable. They bend karpa zatale. But these are zatale. Okay, these are hard, but these are non-pliable ground substance rich in calcium salts. And those were rich in collagen fibers? No. Okay, this one is rich in ground substance and collagen fibers, which give bone its strength. Oh. Okay, it is the main tissue that provides structural frame to the body. Bones support and protect soft tissues and organs. The bone cells, of course, you know this, osteocytes, those were chondrocytes, these are osteocytes, are present in the spaces called racunate. Thoi cavities astale, pan thoi cha cavities ache naav sanguna. Here the cavities or the spaces, as they've said, are called racunate. Limb bones such as the long bones of the legs serve weight-bearing functions, of course. They also interact with the skeletal muscles. They interact with the skeletal muscles attached to them to bring about movement. The bone marrow in some bones is the site for production of blood cells. You know this. All kinds of blood cells are produced by the bone marrow. But what bone marrow? Specifically, the red bone marrow, okay, and the yellow bone marrow, it also helps in the production when we are in a high need of the cells, okay, only then, otherwise it is just yellow bone marrow, okay, that's it, okay. Then we have the blood is a fluid connective tissue containing plasma, okay, you are a mark this, okay, blood is a plasma, RBC, WBC, and we have platelets, okay, plasma, red blood cells, white blood cells, and platelets. It is a main circulating fluid that helps in the transport of various substances. You will learn more about this chapter in this part in blood in chapters 17 and 18 also. Okay. Connective tissue. Connective tissue are more abundant and widely distributed in the body of complex animals. They are named connective tissues because of their special function of linking and supporting other tissues or organs of the body. They are ranged from soft connective tissue to specialized type. Okay, soft connective, best is soft, to specialized types, which include cartilage, bone, adipose, and blood. Okay, cartilage, bone, adipose, and blood connective. Okay, in all connective tissues except blood, the cells secrete fibers of structural protein called collagen or elastin. Okay, will you remember that? बाकी सगळे इथून द सेल्स इट सेल्स ती सिक्रीट फायबर्स ऑफ स्ट्रक्चरल प्रोटीन. स्ट्रक्चरल म्हणजे जे तेका होल्डान धरतात त्याच शेपान बी अशें. ओके, कॉल्ड कोलाजन. ब्लड डजंट नीड अट शेप, राईट? इट जस्ट फ्लोज. स्ट्रक्चरल प्रोटीन, प्रोटीन आले ना, प्रोटीन ते वॉट? कोलाजन ऑर इलास्टिन. द फायबर्स दे प्रोवाइड स्ट्रेंथ, इलास्टिसिटी अँड फ्लेक्सिबिलिटी टू द टिश्यूज. वुड यू रिमेंबर दॅट? Fibers are of protein, collagen fibers, elastin fibers. They provide strength, elasticity, and flexibility to the tissues. These cells also secrete modified polysaccharides which accumulate between cells and fibers and act as matrix or ground substance. Okay? So, kide kide secrete karta cells? First, they secrete fibers of structural protein called elastin or collagen. The fibers provide strength and elasticity and flexibility, and then the cells also secrete modified polysaccharide which accumulate between cells and fibers. The madlo substance hote wo secrete karta dekho, they accumulate between cells and fibers and they act as a matrix or the ground substance. Okay, connective tissues are classified into three types. Okay, first is loose connective tissue, second is dense connective tissue, and the third is specialized connective tissue. Will you remember that? I think I got it. Okay. Okay, so the first thing we get to see is the cells of the connective tissue. They secrete two types of substances. One is the fibers, which is not secreted by blood, and the other is the matrix. Okay. Next, we see that loose connective tissue is of two types. Three types: loose, then dense, then specialized. Loose connective tissue has cells and fibers loosely arranged in a semi-fluid ground substance. Okay, cells and fibers, of course, loosely arranged in a semi-fluid ground substance. Ground substance means just matrix. Okay, for example, areolar tissue present beneath the skin. हवे बात चल रही है areolar and adipose tissue as a subcutaneous layer of the skin. Okay, so present beneath the skin, often it serves as a support framework for epithelium. It contains fibroblasts, okay, cells that produce and secrete fibers. Then it has macrophages. Areolar tissue to hai di lama, loose connective tissue structure. Okay, macrophages, and it has mast cells. Teen cells asa manun sangla, fibroblasts, that is cells that produce and secrete fibers. Macrophages, you know macrophages. Okay, and it has mast cells. Okay, then we have adipose tissue. Ek asto areola and dusra asto adipose. Adipose is another type of loose connective tissue located mainly beneath the skin again. Okay, it's a loose connective tissue beneath the skin, same like this one. The structure yaad dar skin asokar areola plus adipose barila to. The cells of this tissue, they are specialized to store fat, of course. The excess of nutrients which are not used immediately, they are converted into fats and are stored in this tissue. Okay, the excess of nutrients, manje tu chad khata, the excess of nutrients which are not used up immediately, manje kide asu te, turns at the fat and it converts to fats and it is stored in these the adipose tissue. Okay, so too much of fat that you are is not good, and you've known it for the longest time. Okay, then we come to fibers and fibroblasts are compactly packed in dense connective tissue. Okay, sangalo tuka pahili, the cells of the connective tissue, they release fibers. Okay, fibers of secrete fibers of structural protein called collagen and elastin. Okay, so tetun ek semi fluid loose connective tissue to ek semi fluid ground substance an distribute kello ashillo. Okay, I mean padalle ashille sagle cells. Okay, but here I mean loose connective tissue and cells and fibers hate, they were arranged in a semi fluid ground matrix. Okay, But here, in dense connective tissue, fibers and fibroblasts, they are compactly packed in a dense connective tissue. Orientation of fibers shows a regular or irregular pattern. आता ते compactly packed असा पण त्या स्ट्रक्चरां दिसतं तो खूप उदक कसे असं बट ह्या स्ट्रक्चरां कमी हे असं उदक उदक म्हणजे मेट्रिक्स सॉरी उदक इज नॉट मेट्रिक्स बट मेट्रिक्स इज लाईक द लिक्विड सबस्टेन्स ओके सो हिअर डेन्स कनेक्टिव्ह इश्यू इट कॅन बी रेग्युलर अ इरेग्युलर सो ओरिएंटेशन ऑफ फायबर शोज अ रेग्युलर ऑर इरेग्युलर पॅटर्न अँड आर कॉल्ड डेन्स रेग्युलर अँड डेन्स इरेग्युलर टिश्यूज इन द डेन्स रेग्युलर कनेक्टिव्ह टिश्यू द कोलॅजन फायबर्स आर प्रेझेंट इन रोज बिटवीन many parallel bundles of fibers in dense regular connective tissue the collagen fibers are present in rows between many parallel bundles of fibers tendons which attach skeletal muscle to bones and ligaments which attach one bone to another are examples of this tissue khaycha tissue regular dense regular okay examples of this tissue dense irregular connective tissue has fibrous has fibroblasts and many fibers, mostly collagen, that are oriented differently, okay? So, dense irregular tissue has fibroblasts and many fibers, mostly collagen. Thoi khaycha mostly te diu na. Na khari direct collagen fibers manan dira kare. Ani mostly, to elastic khaycha diu na. Okay, so hanga elastic hui asa, but mostly there is collagen fibers. In dense irregular connective tissue, द कोलाजिन फायबर्स दे आर प्रेझेंट इन रो बिटवीन मेनी बंडल्स ऑफ फायबर्स सो तिने किती सांगितलं की ज्या टिश्यूक तो शॉर असता की ह्याच डायरेक्शनान ओढपाचं असं तर त्या रेग्युलर डायरेक्शनान त्या पॅटर्नान अरेंज जातलो कळ म्हणजे लांबट ओढपाचं असा तो जर कळ त्याच डायरेक्शनान एव्हरी टाईम तसंच ओढपाचं असा जाल्यार तर त्या लांबट हेतूनच लाईन इन लाईन असे पॅरलल फायबर्स बनयतलो कळ बट जर आणि खंयचो फायबर असा म्हणजे जो खंयच्याय डायरेक्शनातल्यान ओढपाक मेळटा ते किती म्हणाले आंटी आपके गाल कैसे ओढती आहे किसी भी डायरेक्शन में ओढ सकती है तो द इरेग्युलर वन्स दे आर कनेक्ट दे आर स्प्रेड अबाउट द प्लेस लाईक पॅरलल बी असे काय ना तिथून कळ सो हियर डेन्स इरेग्युलर कनेक्टेड टिश्यू हॅज फायब्रोब्लास्ट अँड मेनी फायबर्स मोस्टली कलॅजिन दॅट आर ओरिएंटेड डिफरंटली दिस टिश्यू इज प्रेझेंट इन द स्किन ऑफकोर्स स्किन स्क्रीन स्किन आंटी आपके गाल कैसे भी ओढ़ सकती है म्हणजे स्किन कसे ओढू शकता नी सो दिस टिश्यू इज प्रेझेंट इन द स्किन बरेले पे आम्ही फॅटी थंय विच वन आर यू रिटर्न डेन्स इरेग्युलर कनेक्टिव्ह टिश्यू या द थिक फॅट लेअर ओके 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 सी आय टोल्ड यू यू वुड गेट इट लेटर ओके सो दिस वन इज प्रेझेंट इन द स्किन कार्टिलेज बोन्स अँड ब्लड आर वेरियस टाईप्स ऑफ स्पेशलाइज्ड कनेक्टिव्ह टिश्यू आय गॉट दिस सो वेल फॉर द फर्स्ट फकिंग टाईम Why are you saying fucking? It's alright. Okay, so connective tissue. First thing, remember the cells, they secrete two things, matrix and the fibers. Then we have the groups, the three groups, loose connective tissue, dense connective tissue and specialized connective tissue. Loose connective tissue is especially liquid. So, what is it? Adipose and areola. Areola mast cells, macrophages and fibroblasts. Okay? And it has a fluid semi-fluid matrix okay adipose tissue no matrix asta but what is it it stores fats okay mhanje chod je nutrients mela te fatan convert jata ani adipose tissue store jata okay and remember that this is present below the skin that is in the subcutaneous layer adipose and areola tissue NCRT specifically adipose tissue is stored beneath the skin okay then we come to dense connective tissue can be irregular or regular regular one we come to first regular one so they are sure that they'll be stretched in the same that direction only so cartilage no not cartilage sorry tendons and ligaments okay tendons connect what muscles to bones and ligaments connect LBB manje BL okay LBB is bone to bone okay and what else do you want to remember have you got to remember key collagen fibers are dense regular connective tissues and collagen fibers asa mostly ka any regular tissues on I mean irregular raw in the dense regular connective tissue the collagen fibers they are present in rows between many parallel bundles of fibers okay tithle ale fakt collagen fibers is mention kela पण डेन्स इरेग्युलर ब्रेन्सना त्यांच्यांनी असे मेन्शन केलं, हॅज फायब्रोब्लास्ट अँड मेनी फायबर्स, मोस्टली कोलाजेन, म्हणजे इलास्टिन इलास्टिक फायबर्स, इलास्टिन फायबर्सही असतात, ओके, बट दे अरेंज अरेंज डिफरंट ओरिएंटेड डिफरंटली, ओके, दॅट इज एनी पॅटर्न, ओके, दिस इज प्रेझेंट इन द स्किन. स्किना सकल तो डायग्राम काढलं तेव्हा दिला बाय डेन्स इरेग्युलर कनेक्टिव्ह टिश्यू, इट्स दिस दिस लेअर, ओके. देन यू कम टू स्पेशलाइज्ड, राईट, स्पेशलाइज्ड कनेक्टिव्ह टिश्यू विच इज ब्लड, बोन. ब्लड यू विल डू इन दॅट चॅप्टर, यू डोंट नीड टू डू इट नाव. ब्लड, बोन अँड कार्टिलेज, ओके. तो किती जसं लोकोमोशनान किती आशिल्लें, बोन आणि मसल, सॉरी मस्क्युलर सिस्टम, दॅट समथींग एल्स, बट तेंच्यांनी स्केलेटल सिस्टमान बोन प्लस कार्टिलेज बरयल्लें, कळ्ळें, दॅट कम्स इन द स्केलेटल सिस्टम बरयल्लें. द इंटरसेल्युलर मटेरियल ऑफ कार्टिलेज इज सॉलिड अँड प्लायबल, ओके. प्लायबल कितें म्हटलां तें कळ्ळें तुका, म्हणजे कार्टिलेज तें म्हणलें दापपा मेळना, फोल्ड करपाक मेळटा, प्लाय करपाक मेळटा तें, बट यू कॅन प्रेस इट, ओके. सो द इंटरसेल्युलर मटेरियल ऑफ कार्टिलेज इज सॉलिड अँड इट इज प्लायबल अँड इट रेझिस्ट कंप्रेशन, ओके. सेल्स ऑफ दिस टिश्यू, दॅट इज कॉन्ड्रोसाइट्स, आर एनक्लोज्ड इन अ स्मॉल इन स्मॉल कॅव्हिटीज विद इन द मेट्रिक्स सिक्रिटेड बाय देम. मोस्ट ऑफ द कार्टिलेज इन द वर्टिब्रेट्स एम्ब्रियोज आर रिप्लेस्ड बाय बोन्स इन एडल्ट्स. कार्टिलेज इज प्रेझेंट इन द टिप ऑफ द नोज आउटर इयर जॉइंट, दॅट इज इयर पिना, बिटवीन ॲडजेसेंट बोन्स ऑफ द वर्टेब्रल कॉलम, लिम्स अँड हँड्स इन द एडल्ट्स, ओके. फर्स्ट वी डू द कार्टिलेज थिंग. कार्टिलेज इज सॉलिड, इट इज प्लायबल. प्लायबल वर्ड यादीन दवर, खूप जायचे इलास्टिक हे ते वाचलं. सो प्लायबल असं तो फक्त कार्टिलेजाक याद दवर, कळ. इट रेझिस्ट कंप्रेशन. ओ सी, what she said is actually there in the book. So it resists compression. Cells of this tissue are known as chondrocytes. Cells are known, sites matlab, yeah, cells, correct? Okay, so will you remember that? Lacunae bhi te same bone jaan kartali, but hanga remember that, cartilage jaan ki jasa remember garba ki, yaad garba ki, they are pliable, they resist compression, okay? Then we have their cells are known as chondrocytes, ओके. आणि ती कॅव्हिटीजान पडली असतात, कॉन्ड्रोसाईट्स आहात ती, दिसतात का सकल डायग्राम तो कार्टिलेज सेल कॉन्ड्रोसाईट हय. सो दॅट इज द सेल, बट द कॅव्हिटी इन विच इट इज फॉलन, आय मीन प्लेस्ड इन, इज वॉट, दे आर एनक्लोज इन स्मॉल कॉल कॅव्हिटीज विद इन द मेट्रिक्स दॅट इज सिक्रिटेड बाय देम. सो मेट्रिक्स इज सिक्रिटेड बाय द कॉन्ड्रोसाईट्स इट सेल्फ, ओके. And most of the cartilage in the embryos, it gets replaced by the bones in the adults. Cartilage is present at the tip of the nose, the outer ear pinna, outer ear joint, between adjacent bones of the vertebral column, you know that, intervertebral disc, I guess, okay. And hands in adults. Limbs and hands, okay. I didn't know that. Limbs and hands in adults. Okay, fine. I'll remember that, okay. We're done with cartilage here. Okay, now we come to the bones. Bones have a hard and non-pliable. Those were also hard, right? They were solid. But they were pliable. They bend karpa zatale. But these are zatale. Okay, these are hard, but these are non-pliable ground substance rich in calcium salts. And those were rich in collagen fibers? No. Okay, this one is rich in ground substance and collagen fibers, which give bone its strength. Oh, okay. It is the main tissue that provides structural frame to the body. Bones support and protect soft tissues and organs. The bone cells, of course you know this, osteocytes, those were chondrocytes, these are osteocytes, are present in the spaces called lacunae. There are cavities, but there are cavities that I will tell you. Here the cavities or the spaces, as they've said, are called lacunae. Limb bones such as the long bones of the legs serve weight-bearing functions, of course. They also interact with the skeletal muscles. Okay, yeah, of course. They interact with the skeletal muscles attached to them to bring about movement. The bone marrow in some bones is the site for production of blood cells. You know this. All kinds of blood cells are produced by the bone marrow. But what bone marrow? Specifically, the red bone marrow, okay, and the yellow bone marrow, it also helps in the production when we are in a high need of the cells, okay. Only then, otherwise it is just yellow bone marrow, okay, that's it, okay. Then we have the blood is a fluid connective tissue containing plasma, okay, you gotta mark this, okay. Blood on cells are plasma, RBC, WBC, and we have platelets. Okay, plasma, red blood cells, white blood cells, and platelets. It is a main circulating fluid that helps in the transport of various substances. You will learn more about this chapter in this part in blood in chapters 17 and 18 also. Okay. As a connective tissue, as a side itle part was here. Connective tissue, they secrete, I mean the cells of the connective tissue, they secrete two things: fibers, which are proteins, and matrix, which is polysaccharide. So fibers, I mean proteins, they don't type chasta, elastin protein and collagen protein. And remember that blood doesn't secrete any fiber, okay? It secretes matrix, but no fiber, okay? Then you can see the picture. The main things to remember here, as given in NCERT, are macrophages, fibroblasts. Fibroblasts are fiber forming cells. Blast means forming. Okay? Bones are called osteoblast. Okay? Adipocytes and neutrophils. And I mean, now, three things are there: macrophages, fibroblast, and mast cells. And then there are eosinophils, there are adipocytes, there are collagen fibers, all that. Okay. Remember that loose connective tissue is the weakest one and it's the most abundant one. Okay, te zale bone is living, remember. Then ata te sage zale, right? Baki sage kar astle. So now we come to the cartilage structure. Cartilage structure and the cavities is the jenka lacunae mantat ani tyacha bhitar chondrocyte asta. Site manje cell. So chondro asa to cartilage ani cell. So cartilaginous the cells of cartilage are called chondrocytes, and the matrix that is secreted by the chondrocytes themselves, yeah, right, the cells secrete the matrix, right? So matrix is chondroitin sulfate, remember that. Okay, ata bone acha structure on the next page, the bones, no wait, first the cartilage are the types, by three types: hyaline cartilage, elastic cartilage, and white fibrous cartilage. Hyaline cartilage is blue in color, I don't have a blue color right now. Elastic cartilage is yellow in color, and white fibrous is, as it says, white fibers. Okay, hyaline cartilage and no fibers as now. Then elastic fiber and yellow elastic fibers asta, and white fibers and collagen fibers asta. Okay, collagen fibers are not elastic. Okay, they are pliable, but they are not elastic. Okay, cartilage in itself is pliable, but it resists compression. Okay, then we come to the bone structure. So you have the bone structure drawn there. एंड असो पार्ट असा तो एपिफायसीस म्हणटा ताका. मदलो तो डिस्क असा ग्रीन कलरची ताका मेटा, वॉट इज इट कॉल्ड, इट्स कॉल्ड मेटाफायसीस आय गॅस. एंड द मिडल थिंग इज कॉल्ड डायफायसीस. ओके, मेटाफायसियल प्लेटूय म्हणटात ताका. कळ्ळें? आनी एपिफायसीस आसा ते कॅल्शियम फॉस्फेटाचे हे आसा हितून, कॅल्शियम फॉस्फेट, एंड विदीन देम दे हॅव यू नो रेड बोन मॅरो ऑल्सो. कॅल्शियम फॉस्फेट आणि रेड बोन मॅरोचं बनवलं असतं. काय द एंड पार्ट इज कॉल्ड स्पॉन्जी बोन बिकॉज इट्स पोरस. ओके, अँड द मिडल वन इज कॉल्ड कॉम्पॅक्ट बोन, कित्याक गच्च भरलेलं असतं. काय विथ वॉट द बोन सेल्स. आणि एंड पार्ट असं तर तिथून कॅल्शियम फॉस्फेट आणि हे असतं रेड बोन मॅरो. ओके, सो हे वॉज आय. द रेड बोन मॅरो इज प्रेझेंट इन द स्पॉन्जी बोन अँड कॉम्पॅक्ट बोनान, ना कॉम्पॅक्ट बोनान काय असणार, कॉम्पॅक्ट बोनान फक्त हावेजन कॅनल्स असतात. काय विच कंटेन वॉट, विच हॅव हावेजन कॅनल, सॉरी हावेजन सिस्टम्स असतात. ओके, विच कंटेन्स द हावेजन कॅनल अँड हावेजन सिस्टमानूच ते बोन सेल्स असतात. ऑस्टिओब्लास्ट, ना ऑस्टिओसाइट्स, ऑस्टिओसाइट्स. ओके, आणि मिडल पार्ट इज कॉल्ड येलो बोन मॅरो. इट डझंट हेल्प इन एनी blood cell production. All the blood cell production is by the red bone marrow. Okay, so spongy bone has no Haviland canal, compact bone has Haviland canal. Haviland canal is made up of bone cells, Haviland system is made up of bone cells, Haviland canal, and the matrix. Okay, a circle ek hair draw kela pahile to hai na, a circle cross section draw kela bone ato, and titun lamcha lam Haviland canals mhanun asta. Okay, those are what ते रेडान ड्रॉ करूं हांव. ओके, बिकॉज दोज सप्लाय ब्लड, हावेजन कॅनल सप्लायज ब्लड. आनी ब्लड कोणाक, म्हणजे न्युट्रियंट्स ब्लडांतल्यान येता, रायट? सो तेच सेलांक मेळपाक जाय. सो सेल्स अराउंड देम इन द फॉर्म ऑफ लामेला, रायट? वॉट इज इट, लामेली, लामेला. ओके, सेल एन मॅट्रिक्सचो लेयर फॉर्म जाता तिच्या सायडीन. कळ्ळें? दॅट इज नोन एज लामेला. ओके, सो कशा फॉर्मान फॉर्म जाता, मदीं तो हावेजन कॅनल आसता आनी सायडीन स्टार शेप्ड सेल्स आसा ते सर्क्युलर हितून फॉर्म जाता. And star-shaped cells are actually the star shaped cell plus the cavity, which is the cavity is called the lacunae, and the cell is called osteocyte. Okay, Haivision canal is for blood supply, of course. And cavity is the nutrition bone cell akalan, and they themselves secrete calcium phosphate. Okay, Ca3PO4 twice. Okay, and calcium phosphate itself is the matrix. Okay, done. The bone marrow in some bones is the site for production of blood cells. Is basically the long bones are bone marrow. The red bone marrow they are talking about, not the yellow bone marrow. Okay, osteoclasts are the bone dissolving cells, and osteoblasts are the bone forming cells. And we're done. Now we come to muscular tissue. Each muscle is made up of long cylindrical fibers arranged in parallel arrays. Okay, long cylindrical fibers that are arranged in parallel arrays. These fibers are composed of numerous fine fibrils. Okay, muscle ache pili fibers asta magi the fibrils called myofibrils. Myofibrils is shorter than fibers. Okay, muscle fibers, they contract, shorten in response to stimulation. You know this, you've already done the chapter locomotion. Then relax, that is lengthen, at return to their uncontracted state. Okay, and return to the uncontracted state in a coordinated fashion. The action moves the body into to adjust to the changes in the environment and to maintain the position of the various parts of the body. In general, muscles play an active role in all the movements of the body. So active role in all the movement means activate upon stimulation, maybe that's what it means. Active role in all the movements of the body. In general, muscles play an active role in all the movements of the body. Muscles are of three types: skeletal, smooth, and cardiac. Oh my god, this is so easy. Skeletal muscle tissue is closely attached to skeletal bones. In a typical muscle such as the bicep, striated, stripped skeletal muscle fibers are bundled together in a parallel fashion. So striated, that is stripped skeletal muscle fibers, they are bundled together in a parallel fashion. A sheet of tough connective tissue encloses several bundles of muscle fibers. Tough connective tissue. Why don't I remember it? I'll just check and count. A sheet of tough connective tissue, it encloses several bundles of muscle fibers. Tough sheet manje, it'll be muscle, so mycium astare. Epimycium. Maybe they're talking about epimycium. But if you go to the chapter, connective tissue that holds fascicles together, so there, fascia, okay, but the whole thing is covered by covered connective tissue, so fascia badalu chulaita astadi. Okay, if the covering is said, then it comes to epimysium. Okay, then the structures dila. Skeletal striated muscle ache, smooth muscle ache, and cardiac muscle ache. The smooth muscle fibers taper at both ends, that is, they are fusiform in shape. Those tenche ki dashile, the main thing is striped. Okay, is a few, I mean, striped means characteristic, ek fusiform shape. Anasa. They do not show striations, cell junctions hold them together, and they are bundled together in a connective tissue sheath. So smooth muscles, cell junction, I didn't know this, cell junctions, they hold them together and they are bundled in a connective tissue sheath. The wall of the inner organs, such as wall of internal organs such as the blood vessels. Okay, will you remember this? Blood vessels, stomach, and intestine contain this type of muscle tissue. Smooth muscles are involuntary as their function cannot be directly controlled. We usually are not able to make it contract merely by thinking about it, as we can do with skeletal muscles. Okay, that's what. So skeletal muscle avashin beshte chitun to contract karu shakana. Then we come to the cardiac muscle. I hope I was recording all this while. So cardiac muscle tissue is a contractile tissue present only in the heart. Cell junctions, they fuse the plasma membrane. Okay, here are the door bags. Which cell junctions are these? Desmosomes are gap junctions. These are smooth muscles are cell junctions to hold them together and bundle together in a connective tissue sheath. Okay. Oh, this is not fascia, okay. This is some different bundle, muscle, connective tissue sheath. And cell junction, they fuse the plasma membrane of cardiac muscles and they make them stick together, okay. Communication junctions, that is, some cell junctions, they help them stick together. First thing is stick together. Then there's another one, communication junctions, okay, that are intercalated discs at some fusion points. Okay, they allow the cells to contract as a unit. They allow the cells to contract as a unit. Okay, intercalated disc allow the cells to contract as a unit. So information communicate kar paati rahe, impulse pass kar paati rahe. When one cell receives a signal to contract, its neighboring cells are also stimulated to contract. That is important, okay. So two things over here in cardiac muscles, only in heart, of that everybody knows that now. Cells stick together and communication junctions or intercalated discs, they help pass on the signal, okay. Done. Okay, next we have the neural tissue. Neural tissue exerts the greatest control over the body's responsiveness to changing conditions. Neurons, the unit of neural system, are excitable cells. Two cells are excitable in the body, muscles as well as neurons, okay. Excitable cells, means the acetylcholine, means neurotransmitter, and react to it. The neuroglial cells, which constitute the rest of the neural system, protect and support neurons, okay. So the neuroglial cells, first thing we are learning is neuroglial cells. Why don't I have this in the neuron chapter, huh? The neuroglial cells, they constitute the rest of the neural system, okay. First as the neurons, and in the rest of the neural system is neuroglial cells. They constitute the rest of the neural system, protect and support the neurons. Neuroglia make up more than one half of the volume of neural tissue in our body. So neuroglial cells is only neuroglia, okay. So remember that neuroglial cells, they constitute rest of the neural system, protect and support the neurons, okay. Neuroglia make up more than one half of the volume of neural tissue in our body. Remember, half a kunsod more than one half. Okay, when a neuron is suitably stimulated, an electrical disturbance is generated which swiftly travels across its plasma membrane. You know this is the electrical impulse is passed across the plasma membrane, all that depolarization, excitation, all that. Arrival of the disturbance at the neuron's ending, or and neuron's ending is what? Where is the disturbance arrived? It is arrived at the axon. And the start of the neuron is the dendrite. Okay, this is neuron ending. Okay, and neuron ending is only output zone. Manje tots fulla neurons are information data, right? So it's the output zone. It triggers events that may cause stimulation or inhibition. Stimulate karta hijri activity nala inhibit karta activity of adjacent neurons and other cells. Okay, this will be studied in chapter 21. Atanga tuka neuron disai khare arthan this is a diagram. So axon dista gate line drishi cell body dista with nucleus, then there are dendrites, then there is neuroglia, you know. Neuroglia, it's the same thing, neuroglial cells, same thing, okay. Neural tissue, neuron with neuroglia. I have to look up neuroglia, okay. So contraction signal is given by Na+. And here the variable that myasthenia gravis is an autoimmune disorder. It affects the neuromuscular junction. You got that. And there's nothing more. Done. Next we come to the last subtopic, that is organ and organ system. The basic tissue mentioned above organized to form organs, which in turn associate to form organ systems in the multicellular organism. Such an organism, such an organization, is essential for more efficient and better coordination activities of the millions of cells constituting an organism. Each organ in our body is made up of one or more type of tissue. So each organ is one or more type of tissue. Then for example, a heart consists of all the four types. This is one of the questions, you know, I didn't know this, holy crap. Heart, it consists of what? All four types of the tissues. tissue, that is the epithelium, the connective tissue, the muscular tissue, and the neural tissue. We also notice after some careful study that complexity in organ and organ system displays certain discernible trend. What does that mean? Okay, discernible also meaning as the recognizable trend. Okay, so we also notice after some careful study that the complexity in organ and organ system, it displays some recognizable trend. This recognizable trend is called evolutionary trend. So that the discernible trend that we have is called evolutionary trend. You will study the details in class 12th. You are being introduced to morphology and anatomy of three organisms at different evolutionary levels to show their we're talking about earthworm, frog, and the cockroach thing. You are being introduced to morphology and anatomy of three organisms at different evolutionary levels, okay, to show their organization and functioning. Morphology refers to study of form or external visible features. In case of plants or microbes, the term morphology precisely means only this. With plants or microbe, the term morphology precisely means only this. In case of animals, it refers to external appearance of the organs or the parts of the body. Okay, so morphology of plant or microbe matlab bilateral ko soch sakte pan world organism matlab okay animal matlab zale to ye bhitarle organs chi morphology hoy manta. Alright, that's what they are saying. In case of animal, this refers to the external appearance of the organs, that is organs that are inside. Okay, or parts of the body. The word anatomy conventionally is used for the study of morphology of internal internal organs. Okay, so the word, I didn't know this now. Okay, anatomy conventionally is used for the study of morphology of internal organs. So morphology uth, but of the internal organs in animals. You will learn the morphology and anatomy of earthworm, cockroach, and frog representing invertebrates and vertebrates. Earthworm, cockroach, and frog representing invertebrates and vertebrates. Vertebrates are cockroach and frog, and invertebrates are earthworms. Okay, what was the first line then? In case of plants and microbes, the term morphology precisely means only study of form or of external visible features. Okay, in case of animals, this refers to external appearance of the organs or the part of the body. Got it.